600 Milwaukee people are unexpectedly back in the job market. They lost theirs on August 1st when Cargill abruptly closed its slaughterhouse in the Menominee Valley. On Monday at Serb Hall, the Hire Center held a meeting for those newly displaced workers. It provides information on how to find a job or learn new skills. WUWM's Aaron Toner asked a few workers how they plan to move forward. A warning, you may find a few descriptions in this story unpleasant.
Yeah, my name is Charles Anderson.
How long were you working at the plant?
For a year and a half.
What was your job there?
I was a head dropper. It was cutting off the head off the carcasses and putting them on the hook. It's kind of gruesome the way I describe it, but that was my job position.
Can I ask what you were being paid?
$14 an hour.
Okay. Did you have benefits?
Yeah, everything. The one thing I can say about Cargill, they do have good benefits and everything.
You had health insurance and all
health
that?
Health insurance, 401, vacation, good pay. I had it all.
What was your reaction or what were your thoughts when you heard the plan?
I was mad when they did that because, you know, I really wanted to, you know, have an opportunity with that company. But everything changes. So as long as God by my side, you know, things will fall in place, you know.
Anderson says at Monday's information session, the Hire Center showed him how to file for unemployment and pursue a new career. He says he'd like to learn a trade, something that might provide more job security. Keith Boyle worked at Cargill for 8 years. His last position was in the shipping department. He got paid $13 an hour. Boyle says workers were shocked when they heard the slaughterhouse would close.
And, you know, nobody kind of expected it, but it was one of those things that happens, you know, in life. You just got to move on when it does happen. You just got to move on and do what you have to do, you know, to survive.
How do you think you'll approach this process, you know, finding another job?
I just got to pick up and just move on and just it may take a little while, but I'll be all right.
How will you market yourself? What kinds of skills do you take from the Cargill job to a new job?
Well, as far as skills go, I mean, I feel I have good skills as far as, you know, getting along with people and doing the actual job and whatnot. But, you know, like I said, everybody's different in that category. But in my case, you know, I just do what I can do.
Are you okay financially right now? Can you get by a few months?
Yeah, I'm all right. Financially, I can make it okay.
My name is Amanda Vega.
And how long did you work at Cargill?
I was there for a month and 5 days.
Oh, just a short time?
Yeah, a short time.
Okay, what was your job?
I used to trim the bones, take out the meat and all that stuff.
Now, do you have a family that you need to help support?
Yes, I do. I have my mom that she's sick, so I help her. You know, she's the only person I have, so I have to take a lot of care of her, take her to her doctors and buy her medicine.
So after such a short time there, you hear the factory is closing. I mean, that must have been quite a shock.
I know. It was very hard. A lot of people were crying. You know, people that have been there for years were shocked because they didn't give us a notice. They just said the day before, your last day is tomorrow. So it was very hard.
So what are you going to do now?
Well, for me, keep looking for another job, you know, or go to school, do something, because I have to maintain my mom and stuff.
What did you learn here today at this information session?
About the Hire Center, they have a lot of things that help you out for, like, if you want to go to school, they prepare it for your resume and stuff. And the next step is some people file for unemployment, some people look for other jobs, it all depends.
Sal Jimenez stood in the sun outside Serb Hall. Like the other laid-off Cargill workers, he held a folder containing information on unemployment benefits. The majority of those attending the event got green folders for Spanish speakers. English speakers got blue ones.
I worked in Cargill for almost 33 years.
Wow.
33 years, so I got laid off. I still feel a lot of pain now. It's pretty bad because all my life I work in there. I started when I got only 22 years, so now I'm 59. So it's impossible to get another job.
You think it'll be impossible to get another
job? Yeah, because, well, I feel almost 60 years, so I think it's a little hard for find another job.
If you don't find another job, are you going to be okay financially?
No, well, maybe I gotta go back to Mexico. I sold my house, and I taken my money for 401k, I gotta go to Mexico.
And then when you go there, retire?
Yeah, retire. Enjoy in Mexico, especially Cancun.
I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.
Cargill is giving its laid-off employees 60 days severance pay. It has also offered some of them positions at other Cargill facilities. And on Thursday, the State Department of Workforce Development will hold a job fair for displaced workers at CERB Hall.